AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In Boston, Jack Teixeira is due in court. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman is accused of the online leak of classified military information. The 21-year-old was arrested last week. Teixeira is accused of sharing highly classified military documents about the Ukraine war and other top national security issues in a chat room on Discord, a social media platform that started as a hangout for gamers. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on whether women will face restrictions in getting a drug used in the most common method of abortion as a lawsuit continues. A panel in Seattle says police should apologize for the violent response by police to protesters following the death in Minnesota of George Floyd.
The Seattle Times reports that the panel, made up of police, citizens, and accountability experts, found that officers and commanders repeatedly failed to recognize the difference between protesters exercising First Amendment rights and the few troublemakers. In its fourth and final review, the panel recommends offering a sincere public apology. The police department referred to a 2021 public letter with an apology from the chief and said many of the panel's recommendations have been implemented. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine's defense minister says his country has received U.S.-made Patriot surface-to-air guided missile systems. A court in Moscow dismissed a prominent Russian opposition figure's appeal of his 8.5-year prison sentence for criticizing Russia's actions in Ukraine. Government officials in the U.K. say Russian hackers are seeking to disrupt or destroy Britain's critical infrastructure. Media reports and social media posts reveal a 24-year-old man who allegedly threw an explosive at Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida wanted to be a politician and believed he was unfairly blocked from running for Japan's parliament by an age requirement. This is AP News. The NHL's second-year Seattle Kraken became the 13th expansion franchise to win in their first postseason game. They beat the defending Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche last night 3-1. Kraken center Yanni Gord is trying to keep his perspective.
It's huge for our confidence in our group, but at the end of the day, it's only one game, and in a couple days from now, we got to do the same thing over and start in a fresh game and have a similar effort.
The Rangers beat the Devils in Game 1. Tampa Bay beat Toronto, and Winnipeg beat Las Vegas. In the NBA, after losing Game 1, the Phoenix Suns bounced back in Game 2, beating the L.A. Clippers 123-109. The Suns' Devin Booker says,
"You're still not promised that you're going to make all your shots, so and just felt the game out, settled into it, seen what they were doing, and just went from there."
The Celtics and the Cavaliers also won. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.